about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Pete, and nice to have you with us for another Your Harrogate Podcast. I'm recording this and also releasing it on Friday, the 10th of May. We're at the foot of a very busy weekend. Best wishes if you are partaking in the Rob Burrow Leeds Marathon. It's on Sunday. We are going to be hosting the fan part. The halfway point is Otley, and that is all thanks to our friends at Otley Bid. Also on Sunday, nervous times for any Leeds United fans. The first leg of their semi-final playoff match in the Championship against Norwich City. And also, Knaresborough Town women can take a huge step towards a second successive promotion. They play in the second division of the West Riding County Women's Football League. I'm chatting to their first team manager, Mike Bly. He's on the way very soon. But first of all, we turn our attention to cricket, and in particular, a big day, Friday the 10th of May, for Panel Cricket Club. Their co-chair is Andy Herridge. So Andy, first place, and a good place to start, is how long have you been with Panel?
I've been with them probably, this is I think my fourth year. So we've been sponsoring them through one of the companies that we have for the last 3 years. And then somehow I got roped into being part of the committee last year and then taking over as co-chair this year. So I don't really know how that happened, but it did. So here we are.
And as a club, mix, both boys, girls, men, women?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything of all ages. We've got, I think it's just over 200 juniors now, around about 50 girls, about 40 women in the women's team, and three senior men's teams as well. So it's a very busy little village cricket club, really.
And how's it been with all this wet weather? Because I spoke to somebody the other day who said that the season has been delayed because of all the rain.
Yeah, so the first weeks of the season were delayed. Everybody's been in the same boat. Nobody's been able to get the wickets prepared, you know, in a standard that's playable. But thankfully, we've got a great groundsman who is also the groundsman at Harrogate Town Football Club, Bully. So he's worked his absolute magic for us and managed to get us out playing where some clubs still aren't even playing. You know, there were some matches this weekend that the ground still weren't ready for. So we have him to thank for extremely much. Yeah.
Well, if it's anything like the pitch at the Envir event, then he's doing a grand job for you, because that has been looking excellent throughout the season. So
yeah,
very, very good days.
Didn't he win some sort of award?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So well done, Bully. You're amazing.
Absolutely. Good man. And the new nets. So tell us the journey into getting these sorted out, and obviously the big opening ceremony, as it were.
Yeah, so the new nets have kind of been a couple of years in the making. We were desperately in need of them. Our old nets were kind of damaged during the strong winds last winter. So not the one just gone, the one before. So we didn't have any nets to be able to practice in at all last season. So we did a big kind of crowdfunding. So we managed to raise half the amount through crowdfunding, the other half through sponsorships and a grant from the ECB. So we've, you know, everybody's pulled together. The club's absolutely amazing. We have some amazing volunteers. It's completely volunteer-led, is the cricket club. The members, the sponsors, everything like that have just been fantastic, the support that they've given us. So we managed to raise in the region of just under £50,000.
Wow.
for the nets. Yeah, they're not cheap, these things, so we need to make sure everybody looks after them. Now we've done them, they're built, they actually finished them today, so they are now all done, dusted, all ready to be open tomorrow.
Brilliant stuff. And how's it going to work, the opening?
So we've got an ex-junior who also played senior cricket from us, who is now part of the Yorkshire Academy. In fact, he's been playing for the Yorkshire second team this year, and he's still only, I think he's just turned 16 years old. So he's a fast opening bowler. He's going to come down and bowl the first ball to an unknown kind of batsman as of yet. So we haven't quite picked who's brave enough to face him.
But, I was going to say...
Somebody will. So Matty Furbank, who from Yorkshire, he's going to come down and open our nets for us.
Fantastic stuff, brilliant. And with the weather set to be decent as well, hoping for a good turnout?
Yeah, it's the first of our All-Stars tomorrow as well. So that's junior cricket, kind of introduction to cricket. So they range from sort of like 5 to 8 years old. We've got 61 of those signed up this year. So there'll be 61 of those, their parents. We have our junior training as well on a Friday night. So I think we'll probably have somewhere between 150 and 200 people down there tomorrow night.
That'd be brilliant. What an atmosphere. Great stuff.
Yeah. And so it should be brilliant, yeah.
Is it like everything else, Andy? Is it just getting more and more expensive to keep things running at a club like Panel?
It is, yeah. As I said, we're completely kind of volunteer-led. It costs us basically £25,000 a year to run our club. So we only earn through the summer months when the cricket club's open. Through the winter, it's completely locked up, so we don't really generate any revenue through that. So all our revenue comes from membership fees, the sponsors, and events that we put on through the year, where we have like raffles and bits and pieces, and just ask people to find a couple of quid from somewhere to buy a ticket, and all that money goes to the cricket club. As much of that money as possible, we put back into the playing side, so into the kids' developments, to be able to buy more equipment and ultimately, you know, keep a good facility running to keep bringing on these kids and try and make a few into not so bad cricketers.
And you mentioned the grant as well for the Nets. Is that one of those things that you have to jump through many, many hoops before you actually get the green light?
Yeah, we're quite fortunate. So we have what's called Club Mark. So we're accredited by the ECB already for what we do within cricket and the development of cricket. The ex-chairman, Dave Wood, he's been kind of pivotal in that. He also looks after all the girls' side of things as well. So our big push in order to get that grant was to really try and promote girls' cricket as much as we can. I have two daughters that both play down there, so that's something that's kind of close to my heart as well. But that was, you know, some of the conditions in getting the grant is to try and encourage girls and women getting into cricket, which I happily say we're being quite successful at that one at Panel at the minute.
Fantastic. So that wasn't my next question. Actually, it's similar to the football, women's football taking off the back of the Lionesses' success. Are you seeing the same with the success of the England women's team and young ladies and teenage girls wanting to play?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's a really fun environment. We've got our under-9s team, I think it was, played on Sunday morning and a game at Panel. And the only way they can play in the league is they have to enter a boys' league, because there aren't enough clubs with girls' teams. So they were against one of the Harrogate teams, under-9 boys' team. And do you know what? They lost both matches, but they played with an absolute smile on the face. They loved it. They were encouraging each other. And it's just such a credit to see. They do so well.
Well, I mean, whatever sport you play or activity, that's what it's all about, isn't it? As long as you're enjoying it and having fun, then
absolutely,
you're onto a winner. So what next? Have you got more plans for new equipment, or are you quite happy with where you're at as a club?
Yeah, well, this year we also need to rebuild our groundsman's shed, because that one is falling down. So we're very fortunate that we've got GH Brooks. They've come on board as our club sponsor this year, and they're going to help us out a little bit with some of the materials for that. So a big thanks to Andy Broadwith and his teams down there at GH Brooks, because we definitely need that done. And ultimately, we do need to refurbish the clubhouse at some point, but money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah.
And we need to start again, and you know, pinch where we can, borrow where we can, and just save up until we've got enough to be able to do the next project.
So I suppose you're always looking for new sponsors to come on board, new businesses to get involved.
Yeah, brilliantly. Yeah, absolutely that. We need to, if you follow us on our social pages, you'll see kind of what we do with the sponsors. We try and promote our sponsors as much as we possibly can. We're doing a thing for the first time this year where you can sponsor a player, you know, that plays in senior cricket. So even if that's a junior that plays senior cricket, for £25 for the season. So for £25, you can have your company's name or your personal name or whatever it may be alongside that player. and we'll promote that across social medias and in the weekly team sheets and that kind of thing. So it's a no-brainer, really, and every pound helps us.
Awesome stuff. Well, good luck with it all. I hope the opening bash on Friday evening goes down an absolute storm. Sounds like it will do. And well done to you all for getting the money together for those fantastic new nets. And long may Panel Cricket Club reign.
Cheers, Pete. Really appreciate that. And thank you so much.
Thanks very much for listening to this Your Harrogate podcast. Ladies football of local interest this weekend. So Sunday the 12th of May sees Harrogate Railway playing Bradford Park Avenue. Boroughbridge, they're playing Horsforth St Margaret's. And as for Knaresborough Town women, well, their first team manager, Mike Bly, I've been catching up with him.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Yeah, we're nearly where we need to be in the promised land in another hopeful promotion push. We're in the League Two of the West Riding Ladies Division, and we are hunting down confirmation of a top two spot and hopefully pushing on for the title over the next couple of games. So we're almost there, almost.
Is it just one that gets promoted automatically, or is it the top two?
No, it's the top two. It's been quite tight all season between ourselves, Bradford City again, who came up from the old Division Four with us, and Atletico, another Bradford side who've led the way most of the season, really. And we've all been playing a little bit of catch-up, but it's getting really down to the wire now, so it's quite exciting.
Been some exciting times in the cup competitions as well, hasn't there?
Yeah, we've managed to put together a couple of really good cup runs. We've gone the furthest in the County Cup and the League Cup in our history, although it's only a short history. We have gone steps further, playing Halifax Town from Tier 3 in the West Riding County, and Harrogate Railway, local neighbours from the Premier League in the League Cup.
Yeah, what was that like, the derby?
I'd like to say it was fantastic, but I wasn't actually there. I was actually running the London Half Marathon. It was phenomenal. The build-up was fantastic. It was a game that was eagerly anticipated, and it was just really good to let the girls test themselves against really well-established Premier League side, who were doing really well this season in the top four of the Premier League, two divisions above. So it was really good, to be fair. I think I watched the video back the night after the game, and you know, first half it was we've kind of really pushed them to some limits here and went in 1-0 up, only to eventually succumb to their experience and they won the tie 3-1. But it was a very, very good game for us.
Well, we'll mention your running exploits very, very soon. We'll get onto that. The weather, it's been affecting all grassroots football and many different people across the land. But how tricky has it been?
Being brutally honest, it's been horrendous. Unless you've got access to a 3G facility and able to put your fixtures on, I think, you know, we went maybe 4 or 5 weeks without even kicking a competitive football, and it's never good for momentum or building cohesion in the side to get us really match fit. But that's the same for quite a lot of teams in the divisions that we've seen, that if you play on grass, it's been really, really horrendous. I don't think I've ever known a season as wet as this in all my years in the game. So it has been really bad.
Do you know how the club has held up given the absolute horrific downpour that we saw Bank Holiday Monday?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was biblical on all proportions. To be fair, the club, the ground that we play on at Man's Lane, it drains pretty well. It does have a history of draining off really well. And there's only been one or two games off that have been called off at Man's Lane. It's predominantly the away teams that have been calling the games off due to probably not being as fortunate to have a facility like we do at Man's Lane. You know, they're probably on council pitches and it does get a little bit waterlogged. But all in all, I think the club's handled the weather really well.
With regards to 3G pitches that you mentioned, Mike. Is that something that the club in the future is aiming to achieve and get, or is that just not possible?
I don't think it's possible at this moment in time. You know, I'd like to live in a dream world and say for the club and for the community and for the area, it would be a godsend. You know, just for a business section as well, the income that it generates off the back of the 3G hire and everything else that goes with it, it would be phenomenal. But I just don't think the club are at that stage yet. Not to say that it will never happen. It's just, I don't think it's quite there yet.
And I mean, with regards to the league too, has there been one particular game or a handful of games that have stood out that have really tested your players?
Yeah, I think there's been a couple of really testing games today. I mean, the games against Atletico and Bradford City, always close, very technically skillful, quick players. And, you know, you've got to be about you. I think on some of the others, it's more of a case of mentally testing the players where we've potentially not capitalised on the chances we've created. And then it sets up a little bit of a jittery last 20, 25 minutes where it's a lot closer than maybe what it should be. But, you know, it's been a better season for us this year in terms of competitiveness.
And if you achieve, and hopefully you will achieve, promotion, is it one step up? Are you going to apply to go a couple of steps up? Where do you want to be?
I think unless there's a massive restructure, I think it'll be one step up. But, you know, I think we're going to explore every opportunity that's available to us to just try and continue to give the ladies the exposure to higher level football. And if we keep playing the way we are and keep progressing, then it's definitely going to come naturally anyway.
The talent that you've got within the squad as well, and possible new faces who've shown up this season, is there some names to watch out for?
Yeah, I mean, we've retained the nucleus of the squad from last season. We only lost a few that went over to universities. But, you know, there's talent within the squad. We've recently promoted Bella Richardson from our under-16s at Knaresborough Celtic into the first team, and she's really adapted to the open age game. And, you know, she's definitely one to look out for the future. And we've got a few others that are on the cusps of doing the same. I think pre-season coming will be a very interesting time.
So exciting times ahead for the club and for the area, really.
Yeah, I think for the club and for our partnership with Knaresborough Celtic, it's been fantastic to work with a group of coaches from both clubs, really, that are really tuned into enhancing the ladies' game locally. And, you know, competition's a good thing, and it drives up standards around you. So, you know, we're looking to benefit from it, obviously, but, you know, we've still got to work hard to maintain the standards we set.
And what's the next game? What are the matches that are left to play, Mike?
We have an away trip against Rangers Athletic this Sunday. They're a very good, well-organised side. It'll be a difficult tie. And then we have a final home game at Man's Lane on Thursday the 16th of May under the lights. If everything goes well, that could be the day that we are crowned champions, potentially. But we've got to make sure we do the business in the previous game first.
Well, fingers crossed. And what about yourself, these runs in that half marathon? How did it go?
The London half marathon was phenomenal. It really was phenomenal. The whole experience and the environment that you're running in, it just seems to drag you along and probably makes you run a bit quicker than what you really anticipated. But, you know, it's good raising money for Mind, which is a charity close to my family's heart. And, you know, I went and did as proud on a 1:45, which was really good. So I think the legs are tiring. I think I'm probably getting a bit more mature now. And I'd like to keep running as long as I can, but we shall see.
All right. Well, if you do, good luck. Keep us posted. And we will watch very, very closely Knaresborough Town Women over the coming weeks. And here's keeping everything crossed that you can be crowned champions, which would be ace.
Thanks, Pete. You'll have again.